Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been studying this book for quite some time. There's about 59 studies so far. And if you'd like to go to our website, you can listen to all of them. They're all free. Let's get started on our study. We're at the 17th chapter. And let's see, about 17th chapter and about verse 10. I think we left off about the verse 10. Now, let's go ahead and start back up just a little bit so we can review. Speaking about the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, the false religion, Islam, and other false religions, drunk with the blood of the saints. They destroyed, they killed, they just martyred most of the saints that's in their countries. And the angel said to me, "Why do you wonder? I shall tell you the mystery of the woman of the beast and the beast that carries her and has seven heads on 10 horns. We briefly explained this yesterday, but we'll go through it again. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come out of the abyss. Now, and this beast that we're talking about, Satan has tried over and over and over again with multiple demons to gather his Antichrist group together over the years, different countries, different seven empires spoken of, and from the beginning on down to where we're at now, the seventh in the 10 toes of the statue of Daniel. The abyss, come up out of the abyss, because this is where these demons abide, and to go to destruction. And those who dwell on the earth will wonder whose name has not been written in the book of life from this foundation of the world, when they see the beast, that he was and is not and will come. Now, he was and will not and will come. The beast that is forming, has tried to form over the last thousands of years. Here's the mind which is wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Seven mountains, seven empires. Seven ruling empires, all, and they are seven kings. Here it is, seven empires, seven world ruling empires, seven kings. Five have fallen, leaving off with the Roman Empire. And now we have the sixth and the seventh coming up. Five have fallen. One is. And the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. And the beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth. And is one of the seven, he goes into destruction. Now, this may be a little bit confusing, but he's pulling these demons out that have been used before, and he's about to come up out of the abyss and go into destruction. Now, 10 kings, the 10 nations federation, which will form, will be forming the Antichrist himself, partially iron, partially clay, as the statue of Daniel indicates. He will be forming the Antichrist system. Now, these will hate the harlot, the political power headed by the Antichrist system will eventually overthrow the false church organization, the Islamic nation. And during this time that they pull for power, because there will not be enough room for two kings, only one. So they'll have to get rid of this false religion. And this will have to, there'll be a fight for power, and this will be something that will be eventually decided, and the false religion will be discarded. They'll be destroyed. They'll be thrown out. They will not be given any more power because the Antichrist system will subdue it. And this is what happens when you get two kings together or two powers. One is going to overcome the other. Now, let's continue reading. Seven kings, five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while, this Antichrist system. And the beast which, singular, but indicates this Antichrist organization, body, which was and is not himself, is himself also the eighth. The beast is the eighth kingdom. Get that. And one of the seven. And is one of the seven. And he goes into destruction. The ten horns, which you saw, are ten kings who have not received a kingdom, but they received authority as kings with the beast. Remember, they give over their allegiance to Satan, this beast system. And we've seen it over the last few years, how this beast can pop up and take over. I mean, the agreement that goes along with this Marxist system, the agreement that goes along with this this full-fledged Antichrist, transgender, climate change, godless Marxist system. And you can bank on it, it'll be a Marxist system. And we see the agreement. Look how it agreed. Look how it's agreeing. This is a mark of the beast, folks. This agreement is the mark of the beast. This agreement, totally, for evil. This total, it's a mark on the brain or on the forehead or the hands. It's like putting your hands to this voting block and voting for Marxism and voting for the godless system of Marxists. And this is the mark of the beast, giving it yourself over to agree with the Antichrist beast. They will want all this great stuff, entitlements, and socialism. Oh, everybody's going to, you know, we're going to take from the rich and we're going to live like kings. And everything is going to be given to us because everybody deserves everything. Everybody deserves a trophy without doing anything. Everybody, man, or doesn't matter if you're a, a male. You can get involved and compete in women's sports or whatever you want to do, or you can transgender and you can do this and do that. And we don't need a law system. We just need a free-for-all. Everybody do what feels good. And it's one big hippie commune. You can bank on that. If it feels good, do it. And it is out of the pit of hell. And this is where this beast is coming out and is going to form his body. These different spirits of unclean spirits, like frogs coming out of the abyss, possessing multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. The triune spirit possessing the different people that will be taken over by the Antichrist system. And the agreement they have today is just a small sample of what is to come, folks. The ten kings have not received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast, the nature, the beast of the Antichrist system, which will be an agreement type. That is how you take the mark. You just have to agree, and then whether it's a mark in the hand, the forehead, or it's just simply an agreement by the brain, by the mind, or you do something with your hands. You sign it, sign a paper agreeing with the Antichrist. The mark is taken. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mark on the hand or the forehead. It could be an agreement. And we've seen it. The evil has a way of getting people to agree about these things and vote for them. Why? Because they have the lazy attitude that they can take from the rich and do nothing. Be a non-producer, but yet be paid to be a non-producer just simply by agreeing with the system of the Antichrist. That's how they get paid. Their monies will turn into credits. The banking system will turn into a system of control whereby you cannot buy or sell guns, ammunition, anything to do with climate footprint, carbon footprints, anything. They will make laws to control your life, but not to control, not to protect you. Your protection will be out the window, but they will make laws to control everything you buy, sell, and everything you eat. You will, right down to the very steak, beef will be like they want. Before Biden left office, they wanted to take away your cows, kill all the cows, they killed all the chickens. They'll kill them again. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to eat maggots or whatever. I don't know what they want you to eat, but they want to kill all the cows. I know that. It even spread out over to places over in Europe, Denmark, and Ireland, Scotland. They wanted to kill their cows also. The agreement just flows out like and this lie of climate garbage is just something that spread like wildfire. They wanted to kill their cows. What are you going to eat if you kill your cows and you kill your beef? They want you to eat these bugs or genetically engineered garbage that will kill you. This is how strange and abnormal it is. You have to have more faith to believe in this Antichrist system than to believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You have to have more faith to believe in the Marxist godless system and how Oh, it's such a great thing. You have to have more faith to believe in that than you do to believe in Jesus Christ. This is how this delusionary it is. They are just simply deceived and more deceived. And God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And this is where the agreement comes to place their vote, their hand and their forehead, their brain and everything else on the line and agree with the Antichrist system. This is where their names are blotted out of the book of life completely. Once you take this mark, your name is blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. And they have one purpose. They give their power. You see, verse 13, thieves have one purpose. And they gave their power and authority, agreement, their vote. You get that? I can't emphasize that enough. When you vote for evil, you are part of evil, and you're taking evil into your body and into your spirit. Let me tell you, folks, be careful what you vote. Thieves have one purpose. They give their power and authority to the beast by a vote, by an agreement. This body of the Antichrist, and it is evil. Well, I can see that's our time for today. We'll take this verse 13 up again tomorrow. If you will go to our website, krciradio.com, you can find most of these already posted. And shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening, please. And call us, 928-368-6766. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.